Hello, and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Monday, March 25th, and we start with local news. On Saturday evening at about 6 p.m., officers from Spring Hill Police Department responded to a report of a bomb threat at 5000 Northfield Lane in Spring Hill, which is the large-scale entertainment venue Worldwide Stages. Reportedly, officials received a call from a person who said they placed several bombs inside the building. The Worldwide Stages Instagram account showed that a boxing event was scheduled to take place Saturday evening. Police reported that all event attendees were evacuated, and Columbia Police and the Tennessee Highway Patrol Bomb Squad were also called onto the scene. Police report that this case appears to be a swatting call. Swatting is a form of harassment to deceive an emergency service provider into sending a police and emergency service response team to another person's address due to the false reporting of a serious law enforcement emergency. The individuals who engage in this activity use technology such as caller ID spoofing, social engineering, TTY, and prank calls to make it appear that the emergency call is coming from the victim's phone. Traditionally, law enforcement has seen swatters directing their actions toward individuals and residences. Increasingly, the FBI sees swatters targeting public places such as airports, schools, and businesses. Another recent trend is so-called celebrity swatting, where the targeted victims are well-known personalities. Spring Hill Police Department will work with state and federal law enforcement partners to determine the origin of this call. The Tennessee Highway Patrol, Spring Hill Fire Department, Worldwide Stages Security, Columbia Police Department, Tennessee and Nashville International Airport Police, and FBI Nashville Field Office all assisted with this case. Spring Hill Police Department reports that the unattended item that prompted the evacuation of the building was determined safe by Tennessee Highway Patrol Bomb Squad techs. Around 8:30 p.m., the building search was completed and spectators were allowed back inside the building. On Friday, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, Department of Economic and Community Development Commissioner Stuart C. McWhorter, and Landmark Ceramics UST Incorporated officials announced the company is investing $71.9 million to expand its tile production in Mount Pleasant. Landmark Ceramics plans to create an additional 78 new jobs at its North Main Street location. The expansion in Murray County increases Landmark Ceramics' footprint by more than 400,000 square feet and increases its installed production capacity to 80 million square feet a year. In addition, the project includes the creation of a new logistics hub, which will be modern, highly automated, and equipped with state-of-the-art technology to enhance quality, efficiency, accuracy, and precision for all Landmark Ceramics' logistical services. A subsidiary of Italian-based Gruppo Concord, Landmark Ceramics UST Incorporated is a 100% American ceramic tile company that specializes in the production and marketing of high-quality porcelain tile from its sole location in Mount Pleasant. Since 2020, Tennessee Economic and Community Development has supported nearly 15 economic development projects in Murray County, resulting in approximately 3,400 job commitments and $4.8 billion in capital investment. With more, WKOM WKRM's Delk Kennedy attended the announcement ceremony and got to speak with Governor Lee to learn more about what the expansion means to Murray County and the state.
This is Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This afternoon, I'm in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. I'm at Landmark Ceramics. They've been here since 2016. Now it's 2024, and they're expanding. Governor Bill Lee and Commissioner of Economic and Community Development, Stuart McWhorter, have made the announcement along with other folks. Governor Lee, what will this mean to Murray County and Tennessee?
I think Murray County is in a very unique spot. There's a lot happening in this community economically, and you ask what it will mean to Murray County, what it will mean is that there will be more families that have greater access to another opportunity for employment here. And that's life-changing. That helps everyone in the region when there's more economic activity and more jobs created. This is a great company that's been here for 10 years, but they had the options to make this expansion at any number of other facilities, and they decide to do it right here in Mount Pleasant. Major investment, major job creation, major celebration for the community.
It really is. And I noticed, though, Commissioner McWhorter was talking about the availability of ball clay here in Tennessee, and I believe he called Middle Tennessee Ceramic Valley now.
the Ceramic Valley, Tile Valley of Tennessee. So we do have unique natural resources here that are important to the ceramics industry. We just last year traveled to Italy to meet with multiple companies that are in the ceramics and tile industry as a recruitment effort to attract these types of investments into our state, because we do have the raw materials and we do have a cluster of companies that have chosen Tennessee as their home. We believe there'll be even more of that in the years ahead.
The CEO, and I cannot remember his name, he's Italian, spoke about Landmark's decision to locate here and to expand here. And one of the things he really called out was the professionalism of the state of Tennessee, the Commissioner of Economic and Community Development, the Department of Economic and Community Development. He really said that may have been the key factor in these decisions.
Federico Curioni, the CEO, I met him in Italy last year. Our ECD department is professional as they can be, and we are very proud of the work they do. But I think it's important to remember that this doesn't happen because of the state's effort. It happens because of a collaborative effort. It happens because of local leadership, local mayors, the state representatives, state senators here, the economic development folks in Maury County, the partnership with TVA and others who provide all that's necessary for a company to make a decision to come here. So this is, I'm proud of our ECD team, but I'm proud of Maury County and the way that collaboratively the state and local teams have come together to create this environment.
Governor Lee, come back to Maury County soon.
Happy to do so, here all the time. Thank you.
Again, Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio at Landmark Ceramics here in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. I've been speaking with Governor Bill Lee, and we've heard from the folks at Landmark and from other folks with the state of Tennessee about the expansion of the ceramic plant here. It's all very exciting, more jobs and more investment for Maury County and southern Middle Tennessee.
The Mount Pleasant City Commission voted unanimously to move forward with applications for the new city manager position during a special called meeting back on March 7th. Out of 12 applicants, 4 were approved to move on to be interviewed. The interviews will take place at a publicly noticed open meeting. Mount Pleasant Mayor Bill White said the city received applicants from a vast array of locations, including Texas, Michigan, and Virginia. In my opinion, we have a wealth of information here, and from my point of view, we have the correct number of applicants, and we can start now deciding who we would like to move forward with, Mayor White said. Nominees for the position include Mount Pleasant Fire Chief Philip Grooms, Mount Pleasant Assistant Police Chief Jack Burgett, Stephen Cross, Fire Management Consultant with the University of Tennessee Municipal Technical Advisory Service, and Spring Hill Assistant City Manager Dan Allen. Commissioner Mike Davis, who nominated Allen, said he was his number one pick. The reason I'm saying that is because of what he's been involved in with the cities before him, Davis said. Vice Mayor Jacqueline Granberry nominated former Columbia attorney Rhonda Hooks, though she received no additional votes. The interviews are set to be held this week. When a candidate will be decided upon is yet to be determined. On Friday, the chair of the Maury County Democratic Party, James Dallas, announced that he will be running for the 28th district seat in the state Senate. His run will pit him against longtime incumbent Dr. Joey Hensley. Front Porch Radio's Mary Susan Kennedy spoke to Mr. Dallas about his political outlook and his background.
This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio, and this evening I'm at a special gathering at the Milltown Lumberyard in the Arts District near downtown Columbia, speaking with James Dallas. He has some news to share with our community. Go for it, James.
My name is James Dallas, and I'm seeking the Democratic nomination for State Senate in Senate District 28.
That is big news. And that position, I understand, is currently held by Republican Joey Hensley.
That's correct. Dr. Hensley is the current incumbent. He's held that seat now for about 12 years. And we have some disagreements on the issues, and I figured it would be a good idea to have a Democrat in the race this year, so I decided to run.
Okay, what are some of the issues you hope to work on?
Well, the first and most important issue is economic growth here in our community and making sure that it happens in a way that benefits everyone and not just the few. Additionally, I care very much for the public schools here, and I'm opposed to vouchers, which has been discussed a lot here in this session of the legislature. I'm also someone who has experienced gun violence firsthand, and I believe that we need to have a safer state, and while respecting people's rights to keep and bear arms, we do need to take meaningful action to reduce gun violence in our community.
Got it. Well, I know a lot of folks are concerned about those very issues. And can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. I moved to Columbia about 6.5 years ago. I was born in Tennessee when my father was in medical school. My father and Dr. Hensley actually went to the same medical school, I believe, in Memphis. But I mostly lived in Texas growing up. And I am a product of the Texas public school system, the University of Texas, and the University of Houston Law Center. I practiced law briefly in Texas before switching careers to IT, frankly, because computers tend to make more money these days than struggling lawyers right out of school. So I currently work for Vanderbilt Medical Center and have been chair of the Maury County Democratic Party since 2021.
Well, that's a very impressive resume. And do you have any final comments?
Well, I'm excited to get this race started. I know it's going to be a long time between now and August when we have our primary, and even longer time between now and November. But every day I'm meeting special and interesting people, and I'm hoping that this will be a time that I look back on fondly, whether I win or not.
Well, that's all wonderful. Well, again, congratulations on your effort. I know the community appreciates it. And this is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio.
A proposed project to build 800 homes, a daycare, and other amenities off Bear Creek Pike has drawn differing opinions, such as if it would embody smart growth within Columbia's urban growth boundary. The proposed Columbia Bluffs planned unit development project, led by Florida-based real estate firm Coulter Group, which has been reviewed several times over the last couple of years, was ultimately deferred by the Columbia Planning Commission earlier this month. While the item did not receive approval or denial, there was a lengthy discussion regarding the project's newest changes, as well as many citizens sharing their concerns. The request, made by applicant Gamble Design, was to annex approximately 410 acres of land, seek approval of the preliminary plat, and to rezone the property to allow a planned unit development. The land currently resides within Columbia's urban growth boundary in Maury County, but not the city limits of Columbia, hence the annexation request. It's my opinion that this newly proposed plan is vastly improved and is truly unique to this property, Greg Gamble of Gamble Design said. It creates some economic diversity within this neighborhood. This is not to be a one-size-fits-all, but to provide diversity and options to the residents of Columbia, he said. The Columbia Bluffs project aims to be one of the largest developments in recent history, and while it aims to provide housing options for Columbia's growing population, its location has drawn concerns. Bear Creek Pike remains one of the most traveled roads in the city, with multiple roadway projects either underway or awaiting approval, such as the I-65 interchange enhancements and the long-awaited Bear Creek widening project, which did not receive Tennessee Department of Transportation approval last year. The ongoing traffic woes with bringing 800 homes to the area raised many concerns from citizens, with no less than 10 signing up to speak during the March 13th meeting. While traffic was a common theme, other issues included the potential impact it would have on local utilities, such as water and sewer. I've lived on my road for 17 years now, and I have seen several fatalities literally across the street from my house, Scott Prince, a nearby Columbia resident, said. The unintended consequences of increased traffic up and down our road is just getting to be too much. Without further improvements and infrastructure, I'm afraid that we're going to be another Baker Road before too long, with people cutting through towards Bear Creek Pike. It's a problem that's just not going to be able to be solved, he said. Maury County District 8 Commissioner Gabe Howard also voiced his concerns, primarily speaking on behalf of the concerned citizens, property owners, and others against the proposed annexation. This is something that the people don't want, and there's lots of great speakers who have spoken on the technical specifics of it, but I think this body did a great job of all the reasons why it doesn't fit, Howard said. At the end of the day, you err on the side of the people, and the people have spoken multiple times in this regard, he said. The residential portion of Columbia Bluffs would consist of a mix of townhomes, single-family homes, as well as a section for active senior adults. Amenities would include a 10-foot-wide multi-use trail, which would include a bike lane. More than 50% of the property is also being dedicated for park space and civic gathering areas. The planned 10 park spaces would include a clubhouse with 2 swimming pools, pickleball courts, 5 playgrounds, 2 dog parks, multi-purpose fields for youth sports, and a community garden. The townhomes would also be maintenance-free, meaning residents would not be responsible for yard work and outside upkeep. Preservation of the existing land, as well as the nearby Duck River, local floodplains, and other natural drainage areas were another key focus in the latest design, Gamble said. Open spaces should be identified and preserved with this specific goal in mind, Gamble said. The property should be developed using conservation, design concepts where low impact is proposed, and where conservation is top priority around environmental features in order to protect them, he said. After the lengthy discussion, presentations, and the many citizens who signed up to speak, the Planning Commission ultimately deferred the item. Given the project's scope, the varying opinions, and recent updates to its preliminary designs, Planning Chair Charlie Goetz recommended the deferral and that it was, quote, too soon to make a final decision. There's a lot that's new here and a lot to take in, and we've heard a lot from concerned citizens, so this is a lot for me to absorb, Goetz said. I do have concerns, and it sounds like there are going to be lots of open communication between now and the next month for what's being presented here tonight, he said. Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder commented on the project, the fact that it has been ongoing for a number of years, and how it applies to the city's approach to, quote, smart growth. I don't know what the definition of smart growth is, but I do know what has been presented this evening. The density has been reduced by 500, removed the multifamily and added the senior living, which is what we requested, added to the park's portfolio, and is voluntarily agreeing to an impact fee, Mulder said. Those are factors. If you take outside biases away on how you feel about the development and where it's located, that any reasonable person can agree are positive factors of a development of this nature, he said. Gamble agreed that a deferral would be appropriate at this time. We believe that this proposed development raises the bar in Columbia, and we want to be a part of that process in raising the bar in Columbia, Gamble said. We're excited about it. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Joyce Ernestine Shelby Cochran, 80, a resident of Duck River, Tennessee, passed away Friday, March 22nd at Murray Regional Medical Center. Funeral services will be conducted on Wednesday, March 27th at 12 p.m. at Highland Church of Christ. Burial will follow at Stan Cemetery. The family will visit with friends on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. at Highland Church of Christ. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer. And why Matt and Susie Sowell believe the way to honor tradition is with especially personal service.
We believe your traditions, your customs, your rites of passage are very important, but we also believe in taking care of your personal wishes as well.
At Oaks and Nichols, we try to do more than just the expected things, so the service you receive honors your heritage and is uniquely yours, and we invite you to experience the difference.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have cloudy skies today with gusty winds developing this afternoon. The high will be near 65 degrees with winds out of the south-southeast at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Higher wind gusts are possible. Tonight, we can expect rain and more wind with some thunderstorms possible. The low will be 57 degrees with winds out of the south-southeast at 20 to 30 miles per hour. The chance of overnight rain, 100%, with an inch of rain possible. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee today.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Are you a homeowner looking to unlock the potential of your home equity? Explore a home equity loan with First Farmers. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers, and we would like to invite you to access funds with a home equity loan. For home improvements, invest in education, or simplify your finances, you can make your dreams a reality with the power of your home equity. Get started today. Apply online at myfirstfarmers.com or call to speak with one of our team specialists at 1-800-882-8378, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Your home is your biggest investment. Getting the most for it when it comes time to sell is important. At The Way Realty, we help you get more by providing all our clients with a full-service real estate company. At no extra cost to you, we help you prepare your house to look its best with home staging, landscaping, professional pictures, marketing on all the major websites, touch-up repairs, and home inspection repairs up to $700. Get more with The Way Realty by reaching out to us to see what we can do for you and to find out the market value of your home. Visit us today at thewayrealtytn.com. Call us at 931-580-4669 or stop by our showroom at 800 Hatcher Lane, Columbia, Tennessee.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. This program is sponsored in part by George Varilis and the great team at The Way Realty. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. The Tennessee Opioid Abatement Council has announced its first round of community grant recipients with $81 million set to be distributed throughout the state. Applications for the grants opened in September. Organizations proposed projects that fit into a set of remediation strategies determined by the council. Treatment programs received the highest subset of money statewide at $32.8 million. The next highest was recovery support at $19 million. The remaining categories were primary intervention, $12.2 million, and around $8 million each for education and training and harm reduction, with the smallest number awarded for research and evaluation at $752,500. Out of the 396 proposals, the council approved 116 grants. The council is set to receive more than $600 million in the next 18 years from various lawsuits against companies that made, distributed, or sold opioid painkillers, including Purdue Pharma, Johnson & Johnson, and Walmart. Spring is here, and it's time to get your spring garden started. March 19th marked the first day of spring, and if you haven't started, now is the time to plant what you want in your spring and summer garden. Timing is a big part of making sure you have a harvest ready when you want it. Tennessee's climate is variable across the state, so start times may differ if you live in Knoxville compared to Memphis or Nashville. For the most part, now is the time to start early seeds like kale or lettuce and prep your materials for gardening and getting seedlings into the ground after the last frost, according to the University of Tennessee Extension. Tomatoes are sun-loving plants that are not fond of cold temperatures or frost. The Farmer's Almanac suggests people who are starting tomatoes from seed start them indoors 6 weeks before the last expected spring frost date. For East and Middle Tennessee, you should keep them indoors until the second or third week in April. That is when the last frost is expected for this part of the state. West Tennessee will probably see its last frost toward the end of March. Seedlings can be planted outdoors about 2 weeks after that date or when temperatures stay in the mid-50 range both day and night, according to the almanac. Once you get them planted in the ground or a container, it can take anywhere from 60 to 100 days for a plant to mature, depending on the variety. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Living with a worn joint can be painful and frustrating. Leave your joint pain in the past with a joint replacement procedure at Murray Regional Health. Our joint replacement program has been recognized in the top 10% of the nation for medical excellence and patient safety, thanks to our highly skilled and experienced surgical staff who perform progressive procedures for the knees, hips, shoulders, elbows, and ankles. For more information, go to murrayregional.com/joint replacement. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. The Nashville Symphony's April 2024 schedule features classical concerts with pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet, concluding the centennial celebration of Rhapsody in Blue with a performance of the work alongside pieces by Florence Price and William Dawson. Cellist Zewil Bailey performs Shostakovich's Cello Concerto No. 1 on a bill also featuring two Beethoven symphonies. Live-to-film performances of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, and free concerts from the Tennessee Youth Symphony and a National Pathways side-by-side concert featuring the Nashville Symphony and 60 pre-college musicians of color. Learn more about all the upcoming concerts and get your tickets by visiting www.nashvillesymphony.org. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today, Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting frontporchradiotn.com. It's always there for you. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.